is conditional use number 2323, Leslie Brosis.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a tree house and yurt to be utilized for short-term rentals to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.26 acre more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Reading Street, approximately 0.14 miles south of Old Mill Road, which is Route 349, and is lot 45 within the Banks Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 31631 Reading Street, Millville, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1198.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a letter from the applicant, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the applicant's building permit information, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of guest books received today from the applicant containing customer reviews, and we have one letter of opposition, two letters of support, and one mail return. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir.
I recuse myself.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Right. My name is Leslie Brosis, and I reside at 31631 Reading Street, and I'm the one who has put forth looking for a conditional use permit.
Okay. All right. Well, you have heard what the director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything else you would like to tell us?
I think you got a in the packet just an introductory thing to me telling you that it is my intent to have this as my supporting business. It's with Airbnb, comes along with very good insurances. I'm going to have an additional two extra cars coming in maybe 4.5 months of the year. One car for each of the places, the treehouse and the yurt. The yurt is not up all year round, it comes down. It's down now. And I thought maybe I would go quickly through this opposition exhibit that you had and answer any of the questions really quickly.
You have the floor.
Okay, so it asks, number one concern, did I get permits to construct these structures? And the answer to that is yes, before they were constructed. Is sewer hookup? Yes, we are on sewer. Also, I am the only person who lives in the trailer that's on the property. So it's me as a one person. And if I'm fully booked, maybe two people in the yurt, maybe two people in the treehouse. So five persons using that sewer. Excessive use of the roads. We did do the service level evaluation, and the response said it was a diminutive extra use there. We do not have an HOA. Also, I did check into deed restrictions, and there are no deed restrictions in our development. The property that might be most impacted is the one adjacent there where you see the trailer and the porch there. I also own that property and run it as an Airbnb. So it's really active for maybe 4.5 months of the year, and then it's shut down. I own the house on the one side. There's a big farm field behind me and a fairly heavy tree line on the side where the yurt is for a portion of the year. And then where the yurt sits, that house sits far up towards the road. So actually they don't even have a line of sight. And I did put a packet of pictures in so that you could see that there was appropriate parking. Also that when the trees are in full bloom, which is when I have this rented out, that you really can't even see it from the road. You have to pull all the way in to my parking area in order to see the structures that we're talking about. Trash is not, I don't think that it's a concern. I have mostly camping type people that like to come and just enjoy the environment and be very out in nature, which is what I think is the appeal of these properties. They leave a very small footprint, but I also have trash and recycling pickup on a regular basis. And should anything get overloaded, I have the property next door, and we have year-round pickup on that property also. But I keep an eye on things because I don't want it. A negative review, God forbid. I do use mostly solar lights, and they are all downward facing. Some of them are activated by motion, and so I try not to add to light pollution because the stars are really what people come to see. I have a no party policy, so noise is not a problem. However, once I did hear somebody playing a guitar on the deck for, you know, maybe an hour in the sunset, which I thought was kind of nice. So
an acoustic guitar?
It was. I would have had to put my foot down on the use of an amplified one. Anyways, I used 80% recycled materials to build that treehouse. And even though it's probably not relevant, I think it's kind of a little piece of artwork, and I'd like to think that I add to the community. And anybody who ever walks by who lives in the community, stroller, dogs, whatever, has always been invited and welcome to come in and take a look so that they don't have to wonder what's going on there. I have an open door policy with it, and I let them know on Airbnb how they can take a video walkthrough of things. So if there's any questions.
All right, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Just a few to get them on the record. And I have to say, I was so disappointed that the yurt wasn't up today when I was here.
it was that hurricane that came through a week ago. I did have to cancel one, but for safety's sake, yeah. I think the yurt would have stood up very nicely. But I don't want
smarter
anybody
to take it down.
Yeah.
The treehouse was really cool.
My neighbor Bruce Mears wouldn't want that to come catapulting through his farm field.
That's right.
Which is right there.
And the treehouse is very nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to see it. It makes a person feel heard and seen, and for that I'm greatly appreciative.
Pretty cool. So because you do the Airbnb, it would be all week long. I mean, it's any given day that you do that.
It starts maybe right for Memorial Day weekend. I don't have it available to rent for the whole entire year. I only put it up just before the end of May. And then when school goes back, middle of August, things slow down to maybe just weekends. And by the time the middle of September rolls in, it's pretty much a done deal.
Okay. So you address the noise. I saw the parking is sufficient. You did have a little sign there. Would you want anything bigger than what you already have out there?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I did just take a big banner down where you saw the roll-off dumpster because we're cleaning up a back property. And it just is it's not a sign for the place because I just like to have the advertising of the place as an online thing so people are not in your face, this is what's going on here. So you're either looking for this type of off-the-beaten-path accommodations, or you wouldn't even know it was there.
Right, and I wouldn't have known it was there.
My banner just says, humankind, be both. So it's kind of the vibe we want to put out there.
Yeah. And you address the trash, so I don't have anything else, thank you.
Okay.
Zoe Stevenson.
So, okay, seems to be an issue in the county. Do they have kitchens?
I have like a microwave for warming up leftovers at the yurt site, but in the treehouse, I don't have a kitchen area. I do provide them with a refrigerator about this big should they bring home leftovers from one of our local eateries and want to keep it and take it out with them the next day, but I don't provide that.
And they don't have running water, correct?
They do, no, not on the areas where the yurt and the treehouse are.
Right.
But we do have outdoor bathroom, one for each of the facilities. It's just like an outdoor bathroom you would find at the beach. It has hot water and cold water, a sink, a toilet, and one has a shower, and one has a shower tub. I think that you have the pictures of that.
They're on
this, see the little green roof
okay.
there?
Okay.
That there are two bathrooms back to back that are just attached to right in there.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And you do have some pictures of the insides of these bathrooms, so all of it is done with
right.
outdoor material.
I didn't know where they were.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the
I saw. Yeah, I saw it saw off it. The edge of you, and I for a minute there I got confused. Okay. My other question is for Mr. Robertson. This is in a GR district. Is this like we had problems with the tiny house in AR1? Is GR different because it's multifamily, or you can have a private club, or I don't know, manufactured
yeah,
home park? Does this, you
it's
know?
It's still GR, so multifamily is not permitted. That's why they're coming in for the conditional use.
I thought that was one of the conditions that you could have multifamily under as a conditional use.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can have a single wide. That's why we have a single wide on the parcel
right.
in GR. So the requirements for a double wide and the age of the double wide, that exists in AR1, but in GR, that's why we have a single wide.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure this you know, we weren't going to go through this whole thing and then be it like, oh no, sorry, you have to treat it like a campground, and then you'd have to go through all sorts of rigmarole.
Well, no, because that one we had was sort of, well, I don't want to say because it's a yurt. You know, that other one was a camper that somebody, you know, had rolled into their driveway. And there's some, this one's a little bit different because there's structures, you know, versus, I don't know. I still have to give some thought, but.
Okay, that was what the issue was before, and I just wanted to see if,
yeah.
because it's GR, if it's.
Right.
Allowed. Okay. Those were my questions.
Okay, great.
No questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for the consideration.
Well, you're not done. You're not done.
Okay.
Got a few more people I need to ask here.
Okay.
Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Robertson?
None for me. I was just checking out the Airbnb site.
Oh, good.
That's what I was looking at, too.
Good. You know, I do it with intent, and it's not just like slap something up and try and make a quick buck on it. I took a lot of time, and I curate it, and I keep it up, and I try not to use any weed killers in the middle of the summer because I know my clientele is, you know, very wholesome and outdoorsy, and they want to drink the water. They don't even want to have a water bottle. They want to fill up their Nalgene's. So it's kind of the thing that I'm trying to bring to the table.
Okay. All right. Well, I have no questions, so we'll ask you to take a seat nearby. It doesn't look like there's anybody.
We'll see.
But we have to ask a question,
that's
so
okay.
we'll ask. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2323 Leslie Brosis? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Hearing and seeing none, we'll ask our operator if there is anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2023, Leslie Brosis. Apparently the operator is
sleeping.
All asleep.
We're chatting with Bruce.
All right, probably.
Thank you, operator. We were beginning to wonder. Okay, anyone else on the commission have any further questions?
No.
Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.